403-2700 for more information, or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
The NFL has drafted its future stars.
With the first selection in the NFL draft.
But the most important draft happens in August. Yours. The Fantasy Draft 2010. Sunday, August 29th at the Arlington Convention Center. Dallas-Fort Worth sports fans everywhere. 103.3 FM ESPN. KESN-FM at KESN-HD1. Allen, Dallas-Fort Worth. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Alex Rodriguez continued his pursuit of 600 home runs as the Yankees took on the Royals. A-Rod, 2-for-4. He didn't go deep, so he remains at 599. There was, though, a milestone reached in the Bronx by one of Rodriguez's New York teammates.
Pitch, line like a bullet, down the right field lines, up base hit. Going to the right field corner, extra bases. Posada rounds first, Gordon throws towards second. He is going to be safe. Scoring is Cano on the Posada ribby double, and the Yankees are tearing Bannister apart. They have a 4-0 first inning lead.
John Sterling with the call on WCBS. Jorge Posada, 12th Yankee to reach 1,000 RBI. A.J. Burnett, 5 shutout innings. Yankees rolled over the Royals 7-1. Red Sox edged the Mariners 2-1. Josh Beckett returned after missing nearly 2 months with a lower back strain. He allowed a run in 5 2/3 in his first start since May 18th. Michael Young homered in the first. C.J. Wilson pitched 8 shutout innings. Rangers got past the Angels 1-0. White Sox 5, A's 1. Mark Burley pitched a 4-hitter on the 1-year anniversary of his perfect game. Orioles 3, Twins 2. Indians defeated the Rays an 18th consecutive time at home 3-1. Game was called in the 7th because of rain. National League, Phillies topped the Rockies 6-0. 9 strikeouts and 8 shutout innings for Roy Halladay. He's reached 162 innings and 21 starts this season. Rule Labanias, 3 hits and 3 RBI. Donnie Murphy, second walk-off hit in 5 days. Marlins edged the Braves 7-6. Mets took care of the Dodgers 6-1. Johan Santana, 1 run in 7. In his last 5 starts, Santana's gone at least 7 and hasn't allowed more than an earned run. Red 6, Astros 4, Joey Votto, 24th home run of the season. He's tied with Milwaukee's Prince Fielder for the National League lead. Padres 5, Pirates 3, Giants over the D-backs 7-4. Kelly Johnson hit for the cycle in the loss. NBA, the Hornets haven't yet considered trade offers for Chris Paul, but he does have a new team at the top of his wish list. Sources tell ESPN.com's Chris Broussard the Magic's replaced the Knicks at number 1. Paul believes that Orlando with Dwight Howard would be a better fit. He still, though, is interested in New York, Dallas, and Portland.
Sports Center on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Coming up on the next Galloway and Company.
We'll have live updates throughout the entire show from Cowboys training camp, letting you know who's looking good and who's just stinking it up. We'll also look back on that big series between the Rangers and the Angels. And coming out of the weekend, we'll hopefully know what Mark Cuban's motivation and interest truly is in the Texas Rangers.
Galloway and Company, weekdays 3 to 7, 103.3 FM ESPN Radio, ESPNDallas.com.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Now that's more like it.
Are you giving up on Gaga already?
I knew nothing about Lady Gaga until Byron told me about it this morning. I mean, I don't think that I would have put her songs with... I don't know. I didn't know anything about it.
There was a disconnect between the songs you've heard her sing and who she was.
Exactly. You know, I'm kind of a rock and roll guy, and we had somebody from Oklahoma, Mr. Negative, call and say that he didn't like the music or the show.
And you're going to...
Nothing. I just
change the music because...
Well, No. But the point was that if you listen to this show in its entirety, then you know that there are certain themes. And some of the themes that we have that have to do with music are sometimes tongue-in-cheek, you know? They're
That's okay.
The music that I like is this kind of stuff.
We're from Texas. He's from Oklahoma. You know why Texas doesn't fall into the Gulf, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's an old joke.
No, I don't.
Because Oklahoma sucks.
I don't know that I've ever heard that, actually.
We have quite a few listeners from Oklahoma.
That's okay. My wife is from Oklahoma, so I can make fun of it.
And you like your in-laws, as you told us. So there are some good people in Oklahoma.
Inside Sports Medicine. We are going to be coming back to take your calls. 214-781-787-1033. Got a couple of lines still open. Also, the text 71755. Lots of you are texting in already. And I wanted to tie up a tease that I did the last hour about the show Glee, and I'm in my early 50s, and so I was brought up with, you know, the Bob Segers and just the rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, and some rock and roll in the 80s, I guess, and I didn't think that this generation has heard of those songs. And then, I don't know what night of the week Glee's on, but my wife was a big fan, and it's on. And she is watching Glee on TV, and I'm walking by, and they're playing a Neil Diamond song. And what is that?
It's a song from Glee.
Oh.
Don't Stop Believing.
Journey. I love Journey. It's on my iPod. So I'm walking by the living room. My wife is watching Glee. This Neil Diamond song comes on, and my kids, who are all teenagers, run out of their rooms to go down to listen to it. And they knew every word. I was shocked. This new generation, I guess, is listening to our music in a different light. A show like Glee is bringing this back, and I guess...
You know where I think this got started? that High School Musical,
yeah,
that came on. Since that came out, they did a couple of, I think some of their songs were remakes like this, and I mean, I think they've done that.
I don't think that my 16-year-old has any idea that this song was around when I was 16. I think she thinks that it's a new thing.
We talked about this some last year when Michael Jackson died.
Right, right.
And all these kids are rediscovering his music. This is kind of the same thing on a different level.
Yeah, it is. And look, I'm a big fan of this music, so this Lady Gaga thing in the first hour was very tongue-in-cheek. All right, with that being said, let's get back to the phones. Okay, well, now every line is full. So if you're calling in and you can't get through, remember you can text 71755 or you can email. Just Google Texas Sports Medicine. There's an Ask Doc section, and you can go there and you can just text me your question that way. All right, so let's go in. I guess we'll go in order. Hey, Will, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
How's it going, Doc?
It's going great. What you got?
I'm not sure if you remember me. I actually had the ACL, PCL, LCL injury.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Will. Yeah, I responded to your email the other day.
I sure appreciate that, too.
You're kind of stuck, I think.
What's that?
I think you're kind of stuck for a
little bit. Yeah, I think I'm kind of stuck there, too. What I was curious about is the repair that they recently have gone in and done is when they removed a wire that was left on the inside of my knee.
Yep.
It punctured, I guess, a sac that surrounds the knee.
Okay.
Is that correct?
There's a prepatellar bursa that's right on top of your kneecap. Yep.
Okay, and so it was leaking the fluid. And that's what they've gone in and put a graft over the top. Is that a fairly
They put a what over the top?
A graft. A patch.
Okay.
And what it was leaking was joint fluid is what they were saying. So they put a patch over it to keep it from leaking. And I wanted to know how stable something like that is, and will it be a problem for me later down the line?
Well, it's hard for me to answer, Will, because I am not familiar with using a patch. Usually if there's a bursal leak or if there's a joint fluid leak, you go in there and just sew up the joint. And and I've had that. I've had that a couple of times. It's a kind of a funny story, but I'll share it with you. One of my son's friends who I ended up doing a scope on, and he was like 2 or 3 weeks post-scope, and he was at my house and they're hanging out with my son, and I said, "Hey, how's your knee doing?" He goes, "Well, I'm doing okay, except for this leak." So I looked at it, and he had a joint leak. So I said, "We need to close that up soon, so that infection does not go in." But the treatment is surgically putting in a couple of stitches to stop the leak. I'm not familiar with the patch, so I can't answer your question about what it's going to do long term.
Okay.
All right. Keep me posted. I am very entertained by your saga.
Well, I have one question about your music choices.
Uh-oh.
A couple of weeks ago, you guys were claiming that you guys were like the A-Team when you and everybody's together. And I have not heard you guys play the theme song to the A-Team as an intro once.
I think we're going to have to change that.
I was waiting on it.
We're going to have to change that. Be looking for it.
I will.
All right, see you, Will.
Good thing.
Oh, gosh, a regular listener. I like that. Let's go to Cole. Hey, Cole, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hi, doctor. I'm 15 years old, and I play competitive soccer in Dallas.
Okay.
And about 2 months ago, the doctor said I strained my hip flexor.
Okay.
And I've been doing physical therapy, trying to get back in the game, you know, but it doesn't seem to be working. I'm still hurt, still can't run or jog. So just wondering your thoughts on that, what I should be doing.
Well, let me ask you this. How did you hurt it? Was it one incident where you kicked the ball and you said, ouch, and you crumpled to the ground?
Mm-hmm. I got pushed by another guy. So
yeah, and
my leg caught.
Yeah.
One movement. So.
One movement. Did he take an x-ray?
Yes, he did. Yeah, there was no bone damage or anything.
Well, I think the next thing would be for you to tell your mom that you may want to go back to the doc and explain to him just what you told me. That
okay.
It's been 2 months and you're not better, and they may want to consider an MRI, because typically a hip flexor strain would have healed by now. On occasion, in someone like you who is still growing, are your parents listening as well or not?
No, they're not right now.
All right. Well, yeah, I think the short answer for you is go tell your parents that you need to go back to follow up with the doctor and ask them about an MRI.
Okay,
that's the short answer. So I'm going to hang up and I'm going to say something else.
Okay, perfect. Thank
All
you.
Right. Now, the long answer is, in a young growing athlete, sometimes there are growth plates right in front of the hip, anterior superior iliac spine and anterior inferior iliac spine, and you can have an avulsion, and very common in soccer players, punters, kickers on the football team, to pull that growth plate off the bone, and sometimes that takes a little longer to heal. So that's probably, if you couldn't see it on the x-ray, then you get an MRI to see if that's the case, because those usually do take longer. All right, with that being said, that was an explanation, not an advice. That being said, let's go to the phone some more. Let's go to, I'm sorry, I'm reading here. Let's go to Alan in Arlington. It would have been funny if it was Alan and Alan. Hey, Alan, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Good morning.
What you got for us?
I had Tommy John surgery. I was a professional pitcher, and now I work with youth baseball players. And one thing I deal with is kids going to doctors that have an elbow problem, and they're saying that it's partially torn, and they give them, you know, rest and rehab to physical therapy to bring their arm back.
Okay. But
my question is, what I've been told is a torn ligament won't heal, that it'll just scar tissue will build up and won't allow them, you know, eventually that scar tissue is going to break away. So why is surgery not the option, and why is rest and physical therapy the diagnosis for those kids?
That's a great question. That's an absolutely great question. And now we're getting into the fine points and the fine judgment involved in the world of sports medicine. I am seeing ulnar collateral ligament injuries in athletes who are younger and younger every year. Typically, this used to be an injury that you saw only at the professional level, or rarely you saw it at collegiate, rarely you saw it in high school. The ulnar collateral ligament is the ligament on the inside part of the elbow, on the under the funny bone, and it is a stabilizer. And if you have an overhand pitching technique, well, the ligament is pretty safe. It's pretty stable. If you have a sidearm type of delivery, then sometimes that ligament can be damaged. Well, it can be damaged. Hey, Alan, I'm going to get you to hang up, okay?
Sure.
All right. It can be damaged either acutely, meaning with one pitch and, oh, my gosh, I blew out my elbow, and you grab your arm. I think that happened to Jose Canseco when he was trying to pitch for the Rangers on one ill-thought-out attempt, and he tore his ulnar collateral ligament. Or it can happen repetitively. You tear a few fibers here, you tear a few fibers there, and those patients or those athletes usually present with somewhat of a chronic elbow pain. The judgment is this, and you're absolutely right. It typically, if you tear an ACL, that does not heal. If you tear an MCL, a medial collateral, it heals. And the way that heals, it heals with scar tissue. Our bodies do not have the capacity to grow new ligament fibers. They scar down and they bridge in between. And you can do that. And that happens in the elbow as well. Oh, my guys are telling me that I have to take a break. So I'm going to finish that question when we come back. And I'm also, we haven't gotten to the news of the week yet. So I've got two things to get to. Keep listening if you're interested in the Tommy John surgery answer.
Keep listening if you're not.
Yeah, either way. Inside Sports Medicine, 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for calling ESPN Radio. Sorry we missed you. Please leave a name and number and we'll get back.
Hey, sorry it's taken us so long to get back to you, man. We've been kind of busy.
The Lakers have won. Back.
The NBA draft gets underway.
Graham McDowell taps it in. He is the United States Open champion for 2010.
Spain wins the World Cup.
103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
I've had my Toyota for 20 years. The engine and the transmission, they're all original. When the moon is closest to the Earth, it's about 225,000 miles away. I have 464, so in essence, I've been to the moon and back in my car.
Toyota to me is part of who I am. I'm a hard worker, I'm reliable, I'm dependable, and my car's the same way. I've been driving Toyotas for 30 years, since I was 16 years old, so this is a car that I trust. I feel that I'm safe in it.
While the quality of a Toyota may last, the amazing deals and selection won't during Toyota's National Clearance Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on a new 2011 Camry or new 2010 Corolla. Or buy the new 2011 Camry and get $1,750 cash back or $1,500 cash back on the new 2010 Corolla. So hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, quality to move you forward. Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Excludes hybrids and Corolla Model S. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 8-2-10.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Byron Anderson, the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. The Rangers beat the Angels 1-0 behind the efforts of a lefty for the second night in a row. Last night it was C.J. Wilson going 8 strong and striking out 3. He did not allow a runner to get to second base all night long. After the game, C.J. Wilson asked if watching fellow lefty Cliff Lee has helped him over the last couple of starts.
I've been watching video tape for 2 years now, and I watched a lot of this offseason. Now having him here, being able to actually talk to him and find out the methods behind his approach, it's already having an effect, so that's good.
Rangers lead in the West now sits at 7 games over the Halos. Game 3 of the series is tonight. Scott Feldman on the hill for the Rangers, Irvin Santana for the Angels. Football, Cowboys camp up and running today. The biggest competition in camp, well, it's probably at the wideout position. Will Dez Bryant overtake Roy Williams? Jerry Jones asked about just that yesterday.
We've got a chance to really be exceptional with the skills of those players and their role in helping us win these ball games. And there are enough balls to go around if they're open.
First practice at 2:15 today. Stay tuned. The football show comes up at 10 a.m. That's live from San Antonio. RJ Choppy and Brian Broaddus bring you all the latest boys news. Other NFL news, still no job for Terrell Owens, but the Bengals back on the list of teams that have connections to the ex-Cowboys wideout. ESPN.com's Adam Scheffler says T.O. has been working out with Carson Palmer, the Cincinnati quarterback. Palmer said to be trying to convince the Bengals to bring T.O. and his popcorn to Cincinnati. Tune in, log in, join in ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com. More on your calls coming up next right here. It's the Inside Sports Medicine Show with Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. T.O. Soriel. Here's your chance to call in with questions about common sports medicine injuries at 214-787-1033. And now, here he is, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
That goes out to Will, who asked us to play the theme from the A-Team.
Doc, you ever watched the A-Team?
A long time ago, yeah.
You know what my favorite part of every show was?
Yeah? No, was, I don't.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, so get ready. Prepare. Are you sitting in seats, people?
Is this a tease?
If you have socks on, prepare for them to be blown off. No, it was B.A. Baracus. It was so funny because every episode, like B.A. was the big dude, you know, and you knew
Mr. T.
on the
Mr.
other
T.
side. Yeah, Mr. T. On the other side. Well, on the show, is B.A. Baracus. On the other side for the bad guys, there was always a gigantic dude for them. And you knew at some time that those two dudes are going to square off and that B.A. Baracus, Mr. T, was just going to whoop his butt. And that was my favorite part of the show that I waited for every single week when it came on.
You know, I have to correct something. I don't think I ever watched that show.
You've seen an episode, at least one episode of A-Team.
I may have seen bits and pieces, but I'm not sure that I've
You've had to.
It.
So,
by the way,
I have no idea what you were talking about.
The A-Team?
Yeah.
They use guns but never shot anybody. Like, they'd always show them, like, shooting a tire in the car and the car flips over, but the people always got out. Oh. You always saw that they weren't dead or whatever. So
I was riding down I-30 the other day. I think it was with my sister, matter of fact. We were going somewhere, and I'm just driving down 30 right by downtown Fort Worth, and in the rearview mirror, I see a black van riding up. And so I tell my sister, I said, look behind us. And as the van passes by, it is a replica of the A-Team van with the red stripe going down the side that kind of goes up towards the end.
And the van spoiler? Did it have
yes,
the spoiler?
Yes, it had a van spoiler. I promise you, it was like a replica of the A-Team van. So in you know, very typical 80s, you know, fandom, whatever, we started singing the theme song. And we were like all the way in.
Didn't they just have a re-release of the movie?
Yes. Well, I don't know if there was ever an original.
Right.
It was just a movie depiction of the TV show, I have yet to see, and I do want to see that.
How did it do? Is it still in theaters?
I wouldn't say it did very well.
Yeah.
I think it did okay in the movie theater, but I don't know if it got stunning reviews.
You can't go wrong. I mean, it's something you get for your DVD collection or your Blu-ray collection, whatever you want to do with it, and you know, if you're my age, you're 31, and you grew up watching the A-Team with B.A. Baracus and Face and oh gosh, the guy that with the cigar. How did I just forget his name that fast?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that's twice I've forgotten an actor's name today. But
getting older.
I loved it. Matter of fact, I was 6 years old living in Germany. My father's in the military. We were living in Germany for 3 years, and that was one of my Christmas gifts. Was a little, it was that and the Knight Rider. You know those old like cars where you back them up on the carpet and then they take off.
Oh,
on
yeah,
those?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
cars. had
one of those.
Hot Wheels didn't weren't motorized.
They had
no,
Hot Wheels,
Hot Wheels didn't weren't motorized, yeah. But it's the same theory.
You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. That's Clarence Carter, Byron Anderson. We were talking about the A-team because one of our listeners asked us to.
Yeah, and you call – we have the privilege of you calling myself and Clarence the A-team because we get different people.
We are the A-team.
We're very humbled by that.
I'd be interested to know how many people are going to be singing that theme song for the rest of the day. I know I've already started singing it once since within this segment.
Quite a few. Now, I did want to finish up the question from the last segment. It was about pitching and youngsters. How come they, when they have ulnar collateral ligament injuries, how come they don't go right to Tommy John surgery and just, I guess, kind of get it over with? And I was commenting about that. By the way, you can call in 214-787-1033. Or also you can text us 71755 with your questions as well. This is a major ligament in the elbow, and it provides support. If you are throwing overhand, it probably does not come into play, but if you throw sidearm, then it does come into play because it's important to stabilize the joint that way. And it's damage one of two ways. It's either an acute injury, like you throw really hard and you grab your elbow and you say, ouch, I just hurt it. Or it's a chronic injury where you tear a few fibers at a time and eventually you start developing pain. I'm seeing this injury in younger and younger athletes every year. It used to be that something that you saw in the pros. And at that point, way back when, they developed Tommy John surgery, which was a substitution to go back and repair or reconstruct that ligament by taking a ligament from or a tendon from somewhere else and putting it in that spot. And the results were darn good. I mean, Tommy John came back and pitched a 20-win season after that surgery, and he was, I'm not going to say he's the first to have it, but he's probably the first major guy to have it. Well, in youngsters, there is still a potential for growth. So if the growth plates are open, it's going to be very difficult for any orthopedist to consider drilling holes and tunnels and screws and whatever around the joint if there's still some growth potential. And also, if it is a partial injury, yes, you can get enough scar tissue where that this will, quote unquote, heal to the point where they can pitch. It's a very difficult judgment call for those in the business. It's a very difficult judgment call. But you're not going to be doing Tommy John surgery on 15-year-olds. I mean, it's just not – it's not even practical, not even possible. Having said that, because Tommy John surgery is reconstructive, it would not be out of the realm of possibility to actually repair the ligament by putting in a few stitches in it. Now, it's not as – I mean, that's we're getting into some fine points here, but it was a great question by Alan, who used to be a former pitcher and had Tommy John surgery himself. Thank you for asking. Hopefully I shed some light on that. All right, let's go to Pete. Hopefully he's – Pete, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
How are y'all doing today?
We're doing well. What you got?
Inside of my left knee.
Yes, sir.
It's really, really tight.
Okay.
And it just happened the other day.
A couple
weeks ago, I was on a reclined stationary bike warming up before I worked out, and I felt a small burn.
Okay.
And I immediately got off the bike, and, you know, nothing really bothered me after that. Well, the other day, I was just standing in the kitchen, and I felt my knee getting stiffer. And now it's just extremely stiff. I have no range of movement, just probably 10% of movement.
Can you tell if it's swollen?
It doesn't look swollen. Whenever it first got stiff, it was a little swollen, but right now it doesn't look swollen.
And it's when you say the inside of your knee is like the big toe side, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you mind if I ask you kind of what age group you're in?
I am 37.
All right. Well, common things occur commonly. So medial knee pain, you got to think about cartilage. Although typically you don't get a torn cartilage on a bike. I mean, that does not seem to fit the model. But that's what I think of first. I also think of some early degenerative arthritis. That's not an unusual place to get it. Also, you can get a bursitis there. There's a little bursa. It's called the pes bursa, P-E-S, not P-E-Z, pes bursa. And it is also on the big toe side of the of the knee. Those are the things that I think about. If you've got stiffness and if you have swelling, then I'm leaning more towards something going on inside the joint. If you're getting to the point where this is affecting your everyday life and it has not improved in 2 or 3 weeks, then the answer is you're going to go get it checked out. If the x-rays show the arthritis, great. If they don't show the arthritis, then you're probably going to need an MRI. And then at that point, you got to sit down with your doc and decide how far to pursue it. I usually give this sort of thing 2 or 3 weeks to calm down. If it doesn't calm down in 2 or 3 weeks, then we've got a judgment call that we have to decide as to how far to pursue it. But that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Will ice or anything help?
I'm sorry. I just assumed. Yeah, absolutely. Ice is very helpful. 5-10 minutes, 2 or 3 times a day, ice is very helpful. Don't put the ice bag on there and just leave it on there for an hour. That actually can cause harm.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
All right, let's go to Larry from Fort Worth. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Problem is, last December I had surgery for a Morton's neuroma.
Okay.
In my left foot.
Okay.
And I've just had nothing but complications ever since.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, and looking back, a podiatrist did the surgery. And looking back, the doctor did it's probably not the most ethical doctor, as in the surgery probably shouldn't have been done, at least when it was.
Okay.
But so I parted ways with that doctor. And now what I need to do is I'm searching for the best orthopedic foot ankle specialist I could find in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, actually, we're very fortunate in Dallas-Fort Worth because we are a large market. There are excellent subspecialists at every level. I'm not sure that I know of anybody in Fort Worth, but I know at least 3 or 4 guys in Dallas that I can direct you to. Why don't you email me? Just Google Texas Sports Medicine, which is my day job. Mm-hmm. Go to the Ask Doc section. Remind me that we talked on the radio, and I'll give you some names and numbers.
Okay, sure will.
All right, good luck with that.
Thank you.
We had a show maybe 6 months ago on the top 5 reasons why arthroscopic surgery doesn't work. And one of my top 5 reasons is because you mismatched the diagnosis with the procedure. For example, if you have a small tear of the cartilage on the big toe side, but your symptoms are on the little toe side, then chances are that is not the cause of your pain. And if you go in there for arthroscopic surgery and address that, there is a good chance that the patient will still be symptomatic afterwards. So a mismatch between diagnosis and surgery. I don't know exactly what happened with the last caller, but first thing I thought about when he was telling us his story was that, yeah, maybe he did have a Morton's neuroma, but maybe the Morton's neuroma was not what was causing his pain in the first place. All right, when we come back, more of your calls, 214-787-1033. Also, 71755 on the text. Here's someone telling us to try to listen to 103.3. I don't know if that's tongue-in-cheek or he's got us mixed up. But we are 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. This is T.O. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine. When we come back, more of your calls.
Nothing like putting on the pads and sweating your way through 90-degree heat. Ben and Skin live from San Antonio. Nate Newton, Tim McMahon, Brian Broaddus, Calvin Watkins, Matt Mosley, and the Nightly Camp Report all live from the Alamo City. We're taking you where others can't. Presented by YouAreChallenged.com and also brought to you by Bud Light and Maximum Sports. 103.3 FM ESPN and ESPNDallas.com. Tune in, log in, join in. Are you in?
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
The aluminum pint from Miller Lite has a wide mouth, a resealable cap, and 4 more ounces of that great Pilsner taste. That means there's more to love. And when you love something, you want more, not less. Nobody wants less bang for their buck. Less power to you? Good. More for me. The less, the merrier? Maybe if you live in loser town. If you want graham cracker, chocolate, and marshmallow, you don't want smless. You want s'more, Park Ranger McLamovich. Got a hot girl you're less than friends with? That means she's a stranger. Stop staring, creepo. If your local newsman says less after this, newsflash, he's not wearing any pants. What's less fun than a barrel of monkeys? Having to clean that barrel. Say no less. I mean it. Stop saying less. So why settle for less when you can have more? Like a wide mouth, a resealable cap, and 4 more ounces of that great Pilsner taste you love. The aluminum pint from Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Great beer, great responsibility.
Join us for Hall of Fame Weekend this July as we honor a man who's brought excellence to every area of the organization. He's a former Rangers Player of the Year.
Tom Greve is the designated hitter.
As general manager, he brought some of the greatest players in Rangers history to Arlington.
We feel good about the players we acquired. We have improved our offense.
And as a broadcaster, he's helped you enjoy some of the club's finest moments.
The fans can celebrate, too. The fans have been a major part of this franchise.
We call him Mr. Ranger, and you'll want to celebrate with us as Tom Greve joins the Texas Rangers Baseball Hall of Fame. Saturday, July 24th, wear your red and get to your ballpark seat early as we honor Tom with a ceremony before we take on the Angels. Then see his plaque in the revamped Rangers Hall of Fame the next time you visit Rangers Ballpark.
One of the most respected figures in the history of this franchise, Tom Greve.
You won't want to miss any of it, including the Stoney LaRue concert after Saturday's game presented by Verizon Wireless. Get tickets at TexasRangers.com or call 972-RANGERS.
I'm making a call right here.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Byron Anderson, the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Rangers beat the Angels 1-0 in front of a sellout crowd last night at the ballpark. C.J. Wilson gets his 9th win of the year, pitching 8 shutout innings. Michael Young scores the game's only run with a homer in the top of the first. And Neftali Feliz nails down the win with his 26th save of the season. David Murphy says the sellout crowd helped lock down the victory last night.
Great to see our fans rally behind us like that, and just the team play a great game in a very meaningful game.
Game 3 of the series tonight at 7:30. Scott Feldman and Irvin Santana on the mound to face off. Before the game, the Rangers will induct Tom Greve into the Hall of Fame at around 7 o'clock. To football, big expectations for the Cowboys this season. They start training camp in San Antonio today. The NFL season will end in Dallas with the Super Bowl. Whether or not the Cowboys are there, Jerry Jones asked yesterday, that could be a distraction.
No, not a bit. I think the aura around and the excitement around North Texas and how many thousands, literally, of people that are going to be involved in the Super Bowl effort, that has a way of focusing on sports.
First practice kicks off today, at 2:15. Keep it right here for all your breaking Cowboys news. Other NFL news, despite missing the playoffs last year, the Steelers have extended their contract of Mike Tomlin. He'll get $5 million over the next 2 years. Basketball Kobe Bryant has knee surgery yesterday to clean it out. He's not expected to miss any time in the upcoming season. Tune in, log in, join in ESPN Radio on ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at NTXHonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, Byron Anderson, Clarence Carter there. Taking your calls, 214-787-1033. Also 717-5755. Was that Steve Miller Band?
Yes, it was. Isn't
he from Dallas?
I have no idea.
I think so. I'm not sure. I think so. But if somebody knows out there, text us, 717-5755.
Clarence can look it up. He's producing like a producer right now.
Yeah, Clarence, I've got a question for you on the text. When's Randy Galloway coming back?
He'll be back the first, if I'm not mistaken, he'll be back the first week in August, which should be August 2nd.
Okay.
Second, rather. There's a D and not a T on the end of that word, so I apologize. And the Steve Miller Band, the family moved to Dallas, Texas, when Steven was 7 years old.
Yeah, I think he went to St. Mark's. I believe he went to St. Mark's, because I think last year at their 100-year anniversary, or so, I think he played a concert there.
And Galloway's supposed to make a full recovery. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say anything. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that he did.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Oh. Okay. 214-787-1033. I do want to get to the I do want to get to the phone calls, but remind me not to miss commenting on the Carl Crawford thing. All right, let's go to Alex. Alex from Dallas. I'm interested in his comment. Hey, Alex, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Oh, man, we lost Alex. Okay, so let's go to Michael. Hey, Michael, how are you? Did we lose Michael, too?
No, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Michael, you're on Inside Sports Medicine. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course. What you got?
My right foot has been swollen for almost a year now, and it doesn't hurt or anything, but I was just kind of curious as to what that might be. I typically roll my right ankle quite a bit, but it's one of those things of it. I mean, it rolls and it's a quick pain, and then it's done. It heals up pretty quick.
Well, let me ask you, and nothing, no symptoms on the left.
Correct.
Okay, and did the swelling start with an injury?
The only thing I can think of was I rolled it around the time it got swollen, but I'm not even sure if that was a direct result.
You know, I don't like it, and I'll tell you that. I don't like chronic swelling. I mean, I have patients come and say, well, my knee's been swollen for 6 months. That it's usually never a good thing, because swelling is the body's way of trying to protect itself, and it's inflammation or it's fluid or something. I'm going to suggest that you get this checked out. Now, sometimes, if you roll your ankle so many times, you get scar tissue buildup, and the ankle actually looks enlarged, and that may be what you're noticing. But that's a subtle thing unless you're trained for it. So yeah, no, I don't like swollen foot for a year. I'd get that checked out.
Okay.
All right. Let me know how it turns out.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Great. So there's absolutely nothing funny about this story. The all-star outfielder Carl Crawford, this was earlier in the week, was hit in the groin by a pickoff attempt at first base. And, I mean, they must have showed the video 1,000 times throughout the week and actually made one of the highlights on Friday as the not top 10. And it brought to light the question about, you know, damage in that area. And yes, this is a sports medicine show, and yes, I am an orthopedist, but I'm not an expert in that area by any stretch of the imagination. But if you cover events, and most orthopedists will cover high school football or basketball or what have you, you know, you got to be somewhat familiar with what happens in those situations. I'm actually surprised that that more athletes do not wear protective equipment.
I think they do. In baseball, you have to.
I know. Catchers do. But
a lot of that. I thought like catchers, third, shortstop, wherever the ball can come the fastest.
You would be surprised. You'd be surprised at how few in the NFL wear cups.
In the NFL, there are guys that barely wear thigh pads.
I know. Oh, and by the way, there was a story about that. The NFL is trying to encourage guys to go back to wearing pads.
I was going to say, I've heard a different side of this, actually, that some doctors, and I haven't heard this directly, but I've heard people talk about it just being around sports my whole life. Some doctors discourage that because if it's not a good cup or whatever, it can break and cause a lot more damage to the surrounding area.
Well, you know, no, I have not heard that. I have not heard that. And I have to say that, it's a good cup versus a not good cup. I mean, its entire reason for being is to not break. That is the whole reason for having that. And I think that it's important to be protected, especially the youngsters. There's really nothing funny about a hit to the groin or a kick to the groin. It can be a serious event. And the reason that,
is that why you're laughing right now? It's not funny.
I'm laughing because the way the story was read on ESPN Sports Center, our home
TV network, edition, right?
TV edition. It was read by a female anchor, and I wrote this down because I thought this was unusual. And Crawford was hit in the groin. That hurts. And I thought, shouldn't the guy have been reading this? I don't know. Shouldn't the guy have been reading that? I don't know. Somehow that part struck me as funny. The actual incident, there was nothing funny about it. But for a female sports anchor to be reading that story, I thought, no, never mind. I did want to finish that up because I do think that it's important to especially the youngsters to wear protective equipment if there's any possibility. With that being said, let's go back to the phones. Get me out of this jam. Hey, Jack, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Jack?
Hello? Yes.
Hey. Yeah, you're on the air, man. What you got?
I got hurt at work, and I had surgery on my left shoulder.
Okay.
And that was approximately 8 months ago, 9 months ago. Well, my doctor's sending me back for another MRI because my strength is very limited.
Okay.
Away from my body, I can lift maybe 10 pounds. I can't do a push-up. I can't swing a bat. I can't swing a golf club, and I can't swim.
Get
me back in and get another look at it, but I was just wondering. I had a Mumford procedure and three other different procedures done orthoscopically, and that's all I know, really.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? One of the things that we were talking about a little earlier is the matching the surgery to the injury.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, one of the reasons that some procedures don't work, one of the five reasons that I listed as a procedure not working, is because there was a mismatch. You know, your problem, and I don't know what's wrong with you, but I'm just going to throw this out there. Your problem may have been a rotator cuff tear. And if you do a Mumford, that's not going to fix the rotator cuff tear. So I agree with your doc that he's getting a follow-up MRI. I think that's a very smart thing to do, is kind of see if there's any pathology or maybe something was not fixed. And I'm not sure if you followed your rehab protocol, but rehab is really important in shoulder surgery in particular. Really quite important. So you've got to get your motion back and got to get your strength back. And hopefully it's something simple where you have to just adjust the rehab.
Okay, well, I went through like a work hardening program.
Yeah. Does that focus on Does that focus on the shoulder so much, or is that how to lift? And
yeah. It's mostly, I mean, it focuses on the whole body.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think you're on the right track, and I'll tell you what, if there's, and I tell all my patients this, if there's ever a debate as you, hey, you're not comfortable with the result or you're not comfortable with me, I think second opinions are fine. I think second opinions are great, so you ought to consider it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let us go. I don't know if we have enough time. Hey, well, what we found out so far on the text is that Steve Miller actually is a St. Mark's grad and played in a band while at St. Mark's with Boz Scaggs, who's also, wow, a lot of musical talent.
Oh, yeah,
at
man,
St.
Boz
Mark's.
Scaggs. I mean, if you don't know.
Well, I knew Boz Scaggs was from Dallas. I didn't know he went to St. Mark's.
I mean, yeah.
All right, let me be the goat here. I don't know who Boz Scaggs is. And
Boz,
who named Boz Scaggs? Only Boz I know played at Oklahoma.
Bosworth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they called him the Boz.
Yeah. You know, Bosworth had a huge steroid controversy as well. I think we have to devote another show here in the next month or two to steroids. I
mean, you need to watch that, and we can talk about
and
that.
And I'll
too.
Do that. I'll do that because
somebody
else commented.
Stronger, faster.
I'll do that.
Documentary.
Because, you know, again, there's some more accusations in the cycling world being thrown out there. And I think it's one of those situations where if there's enough smoke, there's got to be a fire there somewhere. So at some point, we have to talk about this again. It seems to be a topic that just does not leave us. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. We'll be back to wrap up episode 334 in just a second. Your calls will probably...
You almost said you're still listening.
I know. I almost said that. All right. 71755, your text as we finish up episode 334, 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
In Texas, high school football is more than a sport. It's a part of our culture. Don't miss the 2010 Tom Landry Classic, Saturday, August 28th at Ford Stadium on the campus of SMU. The event kicks off at 4:30 p.m. as the lockdown speed of the Eberman Bulldogs match up with the high-powered offense of the Highland Park Scots. Then at 7:30, the Allen Eagles battle it out with the Cedar Hill Longhorns. One day, two great games, all for just $10. The 2010 Tom Landry Classic, a Texas high school football tradition.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here, Byron Anderson, Clarence Carter. Wrapping up episode 334. I wanted to get to this question because it was a great question. It came via the text. Jeremy, a pro cyclist, he asked me to spend a segment talking about the importance of stretching. Well, we're not going to spend an entire segment on it, but it is vital. Anytime you hear people say, well, don't stretch, it's not good for you, it'll stretch out your joints. Incorrect. I think stretching is important, and the older we get, the more important it is to stretch, because the muscle tendon units tend to lose their elasticity as we get older. And believe it or not, that happens in your mid-20s. Stretching should not be a painful thing. It should be, you should feel a stretch, but you should not have tears coming down your eyes. If you have that, then you're doing it completely incorrectly. But I think stretching is vital before and after. I don't know that one is any more important than the others, but I'd strongly suggest that you warm up, you stop and stretch, you do your activity, you stretch again, and you call it a day. So yes, major, major proponent of stretching. We covered quite a bit today. One of the things that I wanted to cover, and I didn't quite get to it, is this pain threshold thing. Oh, I have a really high pain tolerance. I've always had a hard time understanding that pain tolerance thing, but yet it's really true. I saw a lady last week that had a broken finger for 5 weeks, and it was shattered. I mean, it was I couldn't believe it. She thought it was swollen and bruised and the whole bit, and she said, you know, I just thought it was sprained.
Women also give birth to children without drugs. I mean, for what it's worth, I think that if a woman comes in with a shattered finger, I mean, it's impressive, but it almost doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it doesn't. But it always surprises me. It always surprises me because you see a guy, and I think I may have